Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Scott and Tammy.
Good morning, Carmen.
Welcome to the Become More Circus, where we've always got a lot of plates spinning.
Woohoo! We certainly do.
I thought you were going to say where we all arrive in a clown car.
Well, I thought about it.
I'm imagining Scott with big feet, like red shoes that are like three times the size, and like an orange wig that's kind of fro-like, and a big old red nose. Yeah. I can see you doing that, Scott.
Is that why ultimately you left that organization, Scott? Because you wanted to stop wearing clown shoes?
I was actually coaching Scott at that time period when he made the decision to leave and take the next opportunity. In all honesty, Scott needed to go so that he could continue to grow. Right. So that ultimately was the reason in that particular space. We had talked about that quite a bit.
For anyone who wants to grow, it really is a reflection and studying. What do you want to do? Sometimes people have golden handcuffs and it's too scary to leave because of the uncertainty or the dollar signs or any number of things. So I totally get it. Now, I was lucky. Each of my transitions allowed me to actually get a nice promotion.
Until
there was a moment where it wasn't as enjoyable and it was time to go. Time to go.
And then we started this.
Yes. And then we really ramped up.
I was going to say, at that point, I had been doing this for something like 25 years. But honestly, if you're not growing, that is a reason to go. I had that conversation with someone this week after a workshop. They stayed and talked with me a little bit. And they were like, I've been here XYZ number of years, and it was a long time. And I said, are you growing? And they said, no. I said, so what does that suggest? Because if you stagnate, you're not happy.
And it's important to then also, we haven't even had a topic yet. We're just randomly chatting.
We're just talking about stuff.
Yeah. This is the title of this podcast is Random Shit.
Scott and Tammy just talking out loud.
Rambling. If you come to the realization of, hey, I'm not growing, before you decide I'm going to go, it is also a really good idea to look at and say, why? Is it because I've not put myself out there? Have I asked for growth opportunities? Am I sitting back and waiting for someone to walk up and say, here's the silver platter of growth opportunities. Please pick from this buffet. Or is it like, no, I've really, really tried and I'm not getting anything? Because if it's the former, going somewhere else isn't going to solve the problem.
Other than if you go someplace else, you might actually get a boss or a company that calls you on your shit.
Well, that's true. Tammy, I think you asked me this first, and I do love that, right? Are you running towards something or are you running away? So if you're going to leave, is it because it's like, no, I want that and I'm going after that? Or is it because I'm fed up, this is stupid over here, and I think it might be better over there? Ooh, that to me is not a great decision. And I think a lot of people are making those decisions right now.
The grass is greener wherever you water it. If you have not been watering your grass where you are as responsible for that as anybody. And if you go someplace else and you don't water the grass there, the same dissatisfaction will follow you. So Scott, what you're talking about is, are you watering the grass? Mm-hmm. Are you doing your part? Are you taking responsibility for you? And if you are, and it's not working, okay, then go someplace else.
Now you can start to problem solve that.
Correct.
Which maybe go somewhere else, which maybe have a hard conversation, which may be any number of things. Taking the time to also study that. And whenever I would interview for a job or apply for a job, before I would ever even go interview, I would write down my minimum, quote, requirements. which was usually some level of pay, of course. And then are there any other things? And if I got a job offer and I didn't have at least those minimums, my answer was no. What I didn't want to do is get to a point that I get this offer and then I make a rash decision to say yes or no, having not thought about that. There were times where I said no, even though it was more money, even though it was a promotion, I didn't have the other elements that were important to me. My ability to grow, my ability to continue certain works on boards that I was passionate about.
I was working with someone I was coaching, and they were looking for their next kind of job, and they really wanted to expand their leadership opportunities. So they were interviewing and talking with people. So we were discussing, what questions do you ask in the interview? So one of the things I think is really important is that you go into interviews with a series of questions so that you are interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you. It really is, you just don't take a job because they offer it to you. You take a job because you know it's the right one for you. One of the questions that I talked with her about is, what leadership responsibilities and privileges are you going to have? And she was like, what do you mean? I said, well, do you want to become a leader of leaders and not have the ability to hire and fire? And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, there are some organizations where you have to get permission. Somebody else has to approve that you can hire that person. I'm not talking about getting the right to have a full-time equivalent. I mean, making the choice of who is going to fill that position. I said, there are some organizations where when you know and you've been working with this person and talking about their performance and they're way below expectations, you still have to go and ask and get permission. And it has to go through some, you know, bureaucracies for someone to say, yes, you may terminate that human being, even though you've done all your paperwork and worked with human resources and all of that. And she was like, I've never had the right to hire and fire. And I thought, I would have never taken a leadership position if I could not choose my staff. What are these things that are really important to you? Because I know that if I'm going to lead people, I want to be able to choose those people, work with those people, and know that the standards that I have set, that the organization is going to back me. Same thing. If I'm a leader and I'm running a department, I want to have budgetary discretion. I want to be able to say, hey, what is my budget? I get to use that budget in certain ways. Now, I have to like tell them what I'm going to do. Don't get me wrong. It's not like free for all. However, once I go through that, then let me work my budget. Those are the kinds of things that for me, I would have to ask those questions and know that before I go someplace and say yes to another job, I'm saying yes to something that will help me be successful in that particular job. And there's not going to be a whole bunch of roadblocks in my way for accomplishing the things that they've asked me to accomplish. What are you running towards? And what's the criteria for you saying yes? And honestly, that's no different than choosing a spouse. If I want a spouse, I should have criteria for what that looks like. And then I had also best live up to the responsibility of what I need to be in that relationship too. It is a two-way street.
You know, Tammy, I think you also touched on a couple of things there that as you decide what you're running toward can also help you decide, is the place that I'm at ever going to be the place that can provide for my growth needs? I've been coaching with a number of people who they have an idea of what they want in terms of growth for themselves at the organization. And it takes a while for them to understand that those things that they want are not going to ever align with their organization's priorities. My vision is this could be a department of twice the size with twice the budget, and we could do X, X, and X. And they feel really excited with that vision. But if at some point you finally figure out that nobody's going to tell you that's never going to happen, but it's never going to happen. And, you know, then that frees you up to go look for the situation that gives you what you want.
We just read in our book club, a phenomenal, and Talk to Strangers is the name of the book. I'm going to ruin the ending. Please forgive me if you have not read it. That book is really about getting uncomfortable and doing it anyway. Understanding that growth, leveling up, becoming more does not come without a little bit of pain and anguish and pushing through kind of these barriers that are there in front of you. And in the very last chapter, the author has made the decision that after he grew something amazing that it was time for him to go to the next opportunity and see what he could do there. And his statement was, goodbyes are the hardest things in terms of going through that growth piece. The goodbye is a growth in and of itself, and it is the most uncomfortable one. And I think what you just described, Carmen, is we think that we're going to go someplace and we're going to stay there forever. And the fact of the matter is that may not be the best thing for us. It may not be the best thing for the organization. And if there are other things that you want to accomplish and do, sometimes you need to say goodbye to something, even though it's good and it's great, so that you can go on to the next thing. The goodbyes that I've had to go through in my professional life have been painful. I wanted to stay. I did not want those things to change. They broke my heart. Sometimes somebody else made the decision for me. Sometimes I made the decision for me. Most of the time when I look at my goodbyes professionally, I held on too long. Yeah, they're hard. And it opens you for what's next. And you can make what's next even better. Now, with that said, none of our staff can leave. And Scott, you may not ever leave. You are stuck with me forever.
You haven't provided him with the golden handcuffs that will, you know, keep him there.
I'm trying to provide him with the golden handcuffs. Man, the goals we set this year, they're pretty aggressive and that's pretty golden.
Well, and a month ago you said, yeah, we can do this and we should help them. That's what I remember you saying.
No, that is not true. A month ago I was going, and yesterday I said, hey, I think it's possible. But when we set those goals, much bigger than I was comfortable with. I did not think we could hit them. And Scott, what did you say about that yesterday?
Well, if you don't think you can hit it, it's probably the right goal.
And ouch. And look at where we are. We are quarter in.
And Tammy knows where they are because she's using Asana to keep track of where she is.
Ow! Staff member stabbed to the heart.
And if only Asana were a sponsor for this podcast.
They should be hearing, listening, and saying, really? Because truthfully, strategy, we are really good at strategy. Scott and I and the team has been very, very, very good. We are becoming better and better and better and better at executing strategy because we have a methodology of tracking it and talking about it on a weekly basis. And that has been Asana. And as much as I hate using systems and technology and all that stuff to track, I like to track it on my own. But I am not the only person in this organization. We have to make that transparent to everybody else. So yeah, I'm learning how to use that stuff. And that thing, setting this goal for 2024, Scott, man, he is a taskmaster. He pushed me out of my comfort zone so far. Woo! But it is also why we're successful.
And it becomes an important balance to say, we don't want to set the goal too far that it becomes detrimental. And it's just like, I'll never achieve that. It's so crazy and out there. There's no reason even to try. And we don't want it to be so easy that it's like, cool, I can just coast. I think I may have said it's porridge. It needs to be just right. It needs to stretch us enough that says, whoa, this is challenging and it's going to push me. And I'm thinking back to our podcast about stress. I need to have that enough stress and pressure that it pushes that higher level of performance. And not so much that it's like unattainable. And I think when we first set it this year, we're like, this is where we think, okay, let's noodle on it a little bit.
Yeah,
and we came back together and said, I think they're in the wrong buckets. I think we need to move. The overall goal is right. However, how we have it split up needs to shift a little bit. We talked through it. We said, hey, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, let's shift that. It's still challenging and doable.
It was still honest. It was still scary. And even when we came to that spot, I wasn't in my gut saying, I got this. My gut was saying, Tammy Rogers, I don't think you can do that. Okay. I'm just being flat out honest. I was saying, I don't think I can do that. And the thing that happened after that, which is really cool, is I committed to it. And because I said, yes, I'm going to do that, even though I don't know how, even though it scares me to death, I committed to it. And because I made the commitment to that, and I'm a person who wants to be a person of my word, I didn't get lazy about it. I actually got on it. I got after it. And because I got on it and I got after it, I was taking action like every day to go after that particular goal. And now that we're a quarter in and I see the results of that, that we can measure, it's in Asana, we can see it in that particular spot, then what happens, it's like, wait a minute, I'm seeing progress. And if I look at the time frame that we have to accomplish it, and I've gotten this much done in 3 months, if I can continue that momentum, I'm not only going to hit that goal, I'm going to beat that goal. And all of a sudden, I'm getting confidence because I'm seeing the progress and because I'm working the plan, and working that plan is getting results, and seeing getting those results is allowing me to say, yep, I can see it happening. If you had asked me in January, I would have said, that's the goal. And I don't know. I don't think so. And here we are all these months later. And I'm like, we're not there yet. I think we're going to get it. I do. I really do think we're going to hit those goals this year because we're working it, we're tracking it, and we're holding each other accountable to it. It's kind of exciting. I actually, this week, I've been pretty pumped because I'm watching the entire company do that. Not just me. We all have our regular work that we're doing, and we have these strategic projects that we're working on, and I'm seeing the progress. And as people are doing what they need to do to hit those milestones along the way, I think we're going to do it, even though I didn't think so in January. I was scared to death. And Scott, let's tell the truth. Every time we talk goals, you're the one who pushes me to say we can do more.
Because we can.
And he's right. If you think you can, you will find a way to do it.
Whether or not you are wearing clown shoes.
I love that. Or you have brown eyes.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.